Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Today, Laura, we're talking about what will definitely be one of the big hit movies of this Christmas season.
Wow, which is?
It's not a new Spider-Man.
Oh, no,
the Batmans are kind of finished for now.
That's right.
But there was a big series that started last year that's continuing on to this year.
I think I know this.
Well,
I know this.
What is it?
The Hobbit?
The Hobbit, exactly.
Yay!
Right. Yes, the first book, well, actually, the book before Lord of the Rings, Hobbit, and they've, of course, had great success with the three Lord of the Rings movies, so they decided, hey, let's make more money by making a movie about the Hobbit.
Okay, that's an interesting way to put it,
didn't do it to, you know, to be friends.
Of course.
They did it, it's a business, it's show business,
true.
Right? The film business, and this has been big business. It did very well. It made a kajillion dollars.
Nice.
I don't know how much a kajillion
is,
but it's a lot of money, and I'm sure this next one, which is now part two of The Hobbit, will also be very successful. So we're going to find out more. What happened before, and what's going to happen in this movie, The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. Let's check it out.
Reading. The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. At the end of the last movie, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, Bilbo Baggins, Gandalf the Wizard, and the dwarves escape from evil orcs after being in great danger. Little did they know that there were many more adventures to come. Bigger challenges were awaiting for Bilbo and his companions. In The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, the expedition must pass through the dark forest of Mirkwood to reach the lonely mountain for their ultimate goal, getting back the dwarves' treasure. On the way, they'll meet the elves of Mirkwood, the men of Lake Town, and a strange man named Bjorn who can turn into a huge bear. But the most important new character is Smaug the dragon. Bilbo must now step up and become a leader, as Gandalf has to leave the party on business of his own. Since Bilbo owns a ring that can make him invisible, the dwarves ask him to go alone into the mountain to face Smaug. Will he be able to overcome his greatest fear and save everyone from the fire-breathing dragon?
See, now the thing that confused me about this movie, and I think many other people, were, of course, the Lord of the Rings movies, right? There were three movies.
Three.
And three books.
Yeah, that's right.
Fellowship of the Ring, The Dark Tower, and The Return of the King. And they made one movie for each book.
Right.
But this one, they take a book that's much smaller than any of the other books, and they made this one book into three movies.
Okay.
Which seems kind of weird, right?
Right.
Because the other three books should have then been nine movies, which is a lot of movies when you think about it. So three movies for one little book. But the cool thing is that because they're doing that, they don't skip anything in the books.
Nice.
So it's kind of fun if you ever get a chance to read the book and then watch the movie. Every little part of the book will be in the movie, which, of course, they don't normally do. Normally they throw out parts of the book to make the movie. So if you've read the first few chapters of the book, you've seen the first movie. And what happened in the first movie? Well, as the article tells us, at the end of the last movie, that was, of course, the first one, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, there's the name, Bilbo Baggins, Gandalf the Wizard, everyone remembers Gandalf, the cool wizard, and the dwarves escape from evil orcs after being in great danger. Yes, they were in great danger, and they did escape, so everything was okay.
Hey.
All right, so we had some of the characters there. Bilbo Baggins, of course, is the hobbit guy, the little guy with the big feet. He's, I think, the uncle, right? He's the uncle of Frodo. who are in the other movies. So it's the same family. Gandalf is still there. He's, you know, 800 years old, so he's not going anywhere. And the dwarves, they'd all escaped. Well, of course, Gandalf is a wizard. Yes, a wizard. A wizard is someone who is a man or a boy and uses magic. It's basically the boy version of a witch.
Right.
All right. So, for example, we could say, the powerful wizard turned the hero into a frog.
That's not very nice.
Evil wizard.
Right, and we also saw the word evil. You just mentioned evil. What does that word mean?
That means something that's very, very bad. Okay, so if you do something very, very bad, someone might say, that wasn't bad, that was evil. For example, the evil man kicked the little dog.
Oh, that's mean and evil.
Who would kick a little dog?
Only, little dog.
Only an evil person
would do that. That's right.
And of course, at the end of the movie, the evil man always, you know, goes to jail or something. So he'll get his someday.
That's right. Okay. So we talked about this word wizard.
Wizard,
okay. Wizard 呢其实当然就是巫师啦。那很多人就想说诶那这个巫师好像都是男生那女生要怎么办呢当然就是 witch, W-I-T-C-H.那想到 wizard 呢我们就一定会想到 Harry Potter, 或者是 Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah. The wonderful Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
Right. And speaking of witches, though, I can think of tons and tons of movies that have witches in them. Like The Three Witches in Macbeth.
Ah, bubbles,
right. And, of course, they're also like the good and the bad witches in The Wizard of Oz.
Right. The Witch of the North, the Wicked Witch of the West, all that. Yeah.
And I am so into The Vampire Diaries recently. I don't know if you've checked this. It's very teenager.
Are there witches in that, too?
Yes, there's a really cool witch called Bonnie Bennett, and she is a good witch.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And then there's, of course, Bewitched and Nora.
Oh,
that's like kind of old.
That's the old TV show.
Yeah, but I used to really like watching the reruns, of
course. She'd wiggle her nose and magic.
Yeah. I don't know. I tried doing that. It was really hard. And we also saw, like, you know, cute characters, I'm talking about not just in The Hobbit, but also sometimes in fairy tales, we also see dwarves.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Gimli and Bimli and Gloin and Floin and all the guys from The Hobbits. So, of course, characters of dwarves are in many stories.
Exactly.
I think the most famous are the
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Right. The Seven Dwarves from that famous story. So usually these are kind of short, sort of strong little guys and they, you know, they live in the mountains.
Okay. Mm. And we, of course, evil, 当然就是邪恶的。And orc, 呢
Orcs.
这个字呢比较难，就是海怪或是妖魔。那这里呢，我们也看到这个片语 in danger, 就是处于危险当中。所以哇，刚刚我们学到好多的这个故事的角色啦，还有一些片语。Okay, let's continue reading.
Okay, it says, little did they know that there were many more adventures to come. All right, so this is just the beginning of the story. As it says, little did they know that there was a lot of other exciting stuff. That's a great expression. Little do you know, or little does somebody know. Okay, so it's sort of saying that basically they know a little bit, but there's a whole bunch of other stuff that's a surprise or a mystery. That's right, waiting for them to discover.
Okay, so little do or does somebody know. 就是殊不知它是一个倒装句的用法。那想知道怎么用呢? We have to check out our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh God, what happened to you?
I got into a fight on the street.
A fight? With whom?
A group of thieves tried to steal my wallet. Little did they know that I would beat up all of them with my kung fu, though.
They knew a little bit about you?
The phrase, little did somebody know, means that someone doesn't know that something will happen.
I see. Little did somebody know means 某人不知道的事。Yes, there's no way they know how well you can fight.
Exactly.
What about you, though? Are you okay?
Well...Little did I know that they would all just punch me at once.
Okay, so there you go. Little did they know.
Right.
Big adventures and bigger challenges, the article says, We're waiting for Bilbo and his companions. Yeah,、mm. it's never easy when you're trying to save the world.
Yeah, of、
right?
course.
It's not an easy thing. It's a big challenge.、Mm. Something that is a challenge is very difficult to do. Okay, so it could be climbing a mountain、mm. or losing weight if you like to eat junk food or getting onto a basketball team if you haven't practiced a lot. It's not、mm. easy. It's a challenge. Here's another good example. Learning to speak Russian、mm. can be quite a challenge. Yeah, it's
Russian,
a difficult language.
It is. I heard it's really difficult.
It's a challenge.
Even German is like difficult.
Mm,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Challenge 当然就是挑战这样的意思啊。在很多这个像是故事当中，尤其是像我们的奇幻的故事，当然一定有很多挑战等着他们。那有时候我们也可以用 challenging， 它是一个形容词，表示某件事情是感到挑战的。Okay, so.Mike, what are some、mm-hmm. great challenges in your life, would you say?
Oh, gosh. Everyone faces challenges in their life. I guess when I was a kid, moving a lot. I moved、
oh,
a lot、
right.
as a kid, going to new schools,、mm-hmm. making new friends. That's never easy.、
Right.
It's quite a challenge for young kids、
That's、
to、
right.
do that.
And we actually, like small challenges, big challenges, we face them every day.
Absolutely.
That's、yeah. true. And companion, 当然就是伙伴这样的意思。Okay, let's continue reading.、
Mm-hmm. In The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, that's the name of the second movie、
right.
that we're going to be watching soon, the expedition must pass through the dark forest of Mirkwood to reach the Lonely Mountain for their ultimate goal, getting back the dwarves' treasure.
Ooh, treasure.
Ooh, very exciting. Okay, so the Desolation of Smaug. When we talk about desolation, we talk about an area where there's probably no life.、
Yeah.
Maybe there was a big typhoon or、mm. a war happened、
oh.
and everything's gone, everything's、mm-hmm. run away or been killed. The trees have been、mm-hmm. knocked down, the buildings aren't there. It's just kind of an empty place. There's desolation there.、
Right.
And of course, in this book, in the movie, the desolation is caused by a dragon named Smaug. That's right.
Okay, 没错呢。在这个第二集当中呢，我们会看到呢，其实它的主题就是 The Desolation of Smaug， 我们就翻译成荒古恶龙。嗯、那其中的 desolation 其实就是有这个荒地啊、废墟这样子意思。那 expedition、嗯、就是探险或者是有远征这样的意思。在这个探险，它必须要达到一个 ultimate goal， ultimate 就是表示呢最终的一个目的或是非常大的一个目标，就是要拿回这个小矮人的 dwarves 的 treasure， 也就是宝藏。 Okay, so on the way they'll meet the elves of Mirkwood、
mm-hmm.
the men of Lake Town、mm. and a strange man named, how do you say this name?
Beorn,
whatever、mm-hmm. who can turn into a huge bear.
Yes, he's a very、
right.
interesting character that we'll meet. Elves, of course、
yeah.
were featured in the first movie, right?、
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? Orlando Bloom、mm. played Legolas, the elf.、
Yeah.
These are people that we find often in fairy、mm-hmm. tales and、
yes.
stories. They have kind of pointed ears. They can do magic. They live in the forest.、
Right.
They're kind of romantic, cool characters.、
Yeah.
So they will meet some elves.、
Mm-hmm.
Are they friends? Are they not? You'll have to watch the、
wow.
movie or read the book. And yeah, Beorn can turn himself、
mm.
into a bear. So if you turn something into something, you change it from、
of、
this、
course.
Thing into that thing.
But the most important new character is Smaug, the、
mm.
dragon. Bilbo must now step up and become a leader、Ooh. As Gandalf has to leave the party on business of his own. Oh my gosh.、
Mm-hmm. Mm. He's going to leave them on his own. So、
It's、
yes,、
tough.
Bilbo definitely has to step up. If you step up to face something, it basically means you sort of...grow a little bit, you become braver and stronger、
yes.
because there's a challenge and your choice is either to、I'm going to run away and go home or you have to、mm. say, right, this is not going to be easy, I'm afraid, but I can do this. And you、
right.
sort of get the confidence and you go out there and even if you might not win, you're going to face the challenge, you're going to try to win.、
Nice.
And that is to step up, to sort of become a little bit betterthan you think you could be.、
Hmm.
For example, all the players on the team decided to step up and win the next game.、
Aww.
Even though they're playing a good team, they thought, we can do this. We just have to try harder. We have to step、
right.
up.
That's what team spirit and teamwork is all about.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so step up. 其实呢在这里有着挺身而出，就是遇到一个非常艰辛的困难，你就是要勇敢的去面对这样的意思。那我们刚刚还看到一个片语，就是 on one's own, 就是自己一个独自去做什么事情。Okay, let's continue reading.
All right, well, since Bilbo owns a ring that can make him invisible,、
Ooh.
The dwarves ask him to go alone into the mountain to face Smaug. Oh, okay. Well, yes, he does have this magic ring, of course, that we know from the first movies, right? Lord of the Rings was about a ring. And if you put it on, you become invisible. Something invisible is something you can't see, right? It might be there, but you can't see it. For example, air is usually invisible. Right? We can't usually see it.
That's true.
Unless there's smoke or clouds or something like that. But normally, you know, there's air all around us, but we can't see it. Why? Mm-hmm. Well, it's invisible.
Right.
What's the opposite of invisible?
Visible. Just take out the IN.
So we are visible?
Yes. People can see us. We are visible.
Okay.
Invisible 就是隐形的。Visible 就是可以看到的。It's actually, being invisible is actually my favorite superpower.
Really?
It would be kind of cool. I want to be invisible. It's like when people ask me what kind of superpower you want, I want to be invisible.
Okay. Yeah, what would you do if you were invisible?
Well, I don't know.
Would you do something evil?
Maybe I'll steal my sister's diary and check out, you know, all her secrets.
That would be fun.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's saying anything behind my back. Anyway, let's get back to the story.
Yes,
so will he?
That's the big question. Right. Will he be able to overcome his greatest fear and save everyone from the fire-breathing dragon? This is the challenge that Bilbo faces, because he's not a very brave guy.
Right.
He would rather go home and eat some toast and have a nap. So he's not the bravest guy, but he has to overcome his fears. To overcome something is, well, let's say you have a challenge.
Right.
You step up, you fight against the challenge, and then you win. You have overcome your challenge. It means you beat something. You face something, and you come out the winner. So people can overcome a fear of something.
Right.
They can overcome trouble. You know, they find it difficult to lose weight, or they find it difficult to exercise. But they do it, and they're tough, and they're strong. And then in the end, they overcome it. For example, the little girl overcame, right? Came, past tense, same rule. So the little girl overcame her fear of water. She was always afraid to swim, but she took some classes.
Good
now
for
she
her.
Loves to go swimming. So
right.
She overcame her fear.
So overcome 其实就是克服，所以后面我们通常会接类似像恐惧，比如说呢，像是有些人他可能很害怕怎么样，就上台演讲。那这时候我们可能会说，She has to try to overcome stage fright.
Oh.
Yeah, when people are scared of speaking in front of other people, like making public speeches.
A lot of people are afraid of that. I think the best way to overcome a fear is just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
And lots of practice,
right? Go out there and do it.
Do it. And you think, it's not that big of a deal.
It's not that bad, exactly. Because usually, the thing you're afraid of is just not knowing what will happen. If you do it and you live, well, it's not so bad then. It's not so scary. Overcome those fears. Bilbo has much bigger things to be afraid of, right? Speaking in front of people is scary. Fighting a fire-breathing dragon, a little bit scarier. Just a little bit. All right, we'll be back after this.
For You Chat.
Okay, well, of course, Bilbo and all of the other characters in the story must be very brave. What's the bravest thing you have ever done?
I don't think I'm a brave person.
Okay.
But do you think saving a little cat from the tree is pretty brave?
That's pretty brave.
Yeah.
Did you have to climb up into the tree?
I sort of have to. Well, the tree wasn't that tall, but I sort of have to try to reach the cat.
Okay.
And, you know, I was worried that the cat would actually, fell off the tree and, you know, get hurt.
And the cat's scared, so it might bite you or something. You have to think
really
about that. That's a pretty brave thing to do.
Thank
Bravo.
You very much.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, sometimes being brave, you know, means facing danger.
Right.
Other times, it means just doing something that is difficult to do.
That's
So if you travel to another country to study, leave your family and your friends behind.
That's pretty brave.
You need to be brave. So it's not always about, you know, running into a fire to save a baby or something like that, fighting a lion.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just about doing something that makes you nervous, makes you scared. So what about you guys? What is the bravest thing you have ever done?
The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. At the end of the last movie, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, Bilbo Baggins, Gandalf the Wizard, and the dwarves escape from evil orcs after being in great danger. Little did they know that there were many more adventures to come. Bigger challenges were awaiting for Bilbo and his companions. In The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, the expedition must pass through the dark forest of Mirkwood to reach the Lonely Mountain for their ultimate goal, getting back the dwarves' treasure. On the way, they'll meet the elves of Mirkwood, the men of Lake Town, and a strange man named Bjorn, who can turn into a huge bear. But the most important new character is Smaug the dragon. Bilbo must now step up and become a leader, as Gandalf has to leave the party on business of his own. Since Bilbo owns a ring that can make him invisible, the dwarves ask him to go alone into the mountain to face Smaug. Will he be able to overcome his greatest fear and save everyone from the fire-breathing dragon?
Vocabulary Review.
Wizard. A wizard knows a magic spell that can turn stone to gold. Evil. Many children believe that evil monsters are real and come out at night. Challenge. He faced many challenges, but worked hard to become successful. Step up. The worker stepped up and took control when her boss was sick. Invisible. Wind is invisible, but we can feel it and know that it's real. Overcome. He overcame his fear of speaking by giving an important speech.